Well, I have a parade of techniques for us about REO.
Oh.
Got my first REO listing after I did get ResNet certified, and I've been doing CETOs on the front porch. Lots of them, 24 showings. Like, this is going to be an easy sale, but how did you get an REO listing? I built a relationship with the local asset manager by doing free BPOs with less than a 24-hour turnaround. And he called me first, and that's exactly what he said. I'm picking you because you responded and did it in less than 24 hours. So if you want REOs, find asset managers, and be nice to them.
You bet. Always give them more than they expect. Be different from everyone else. I love it. Well, I have a parade of techniques. It's actually kind of two. It's one is talk to everybody. You know, the guy working at Lowe's might be somebody that wants to list their house. And then slide dial. So we've got a person who is slide dialing their book of business. And the book of business people call him back and say, wow, I don't know how I missed your call. I'm so sorry. I must have been busy. So it's a great little way of having them reach out to you. Love that.
Is it time for Ask the Experts?
Tis indeed.
Okay. Does what happened on R Squared stay on R Squared?
Always.
And it stays on our podcast?
Without names.
Okay. I would like to broach a touchy subject that we almost rarely talk about.
Almost rarely or rarely?
Almost never. Rarely. Hardly ever. Once in a great blue moon.
Oh, great blue
moon. Of Kentucky,
moon.
Yes. I didn't give all that much thought to the company I affiliated with when I first got licensed.
Uh-oh.
And I'm still there. And I'm not very comfortable with their business model.
Oh.
And I don't like being identified with publicly what they're espousing.
Okay.
So I'm going to go interview with some other brokers, because I am going to change.
Okay.
What do I look for? What do I look for at these interviews? Here's the advice. First of all, how are you different? Next, get very clear about what the compensation and service fees are. What's 100% of nothing? Yeah, it's not a money decision. Are you comfortable with that broker as a person? Do they offer CE? Take really good notes. If possible, repair where you're at. Remember, your clients don't care what company you're with. I didn't say that someone else did. This is what I said. If I join you, I'm going to be competing against my former company for listings. Show me your listing presentation that proves to me I can compete against my former company and win. Almost everybody who makes a change of offices takes a step or two backward. Here's the question. How will you help me avoid taking any more than one step backward? Make sure you have clarity on the money. Here's what I've earned where I am with this production. What would I have earned if I had been with you and done the same production? And remember that if you're not happy with being at a remote company and you're looking for the social aspect of real estate, which is important to some people, do you get together and how often and for what reason and how many people generally show up? You know, is it a copacetic group of people? Nice atmosphere, family, that sort of thing. And those are the things to look for before you decide. But whatever you do, decide quickly. Don't stay up on the fence staying. Do I stay or do I go? Because what happens when you're up on the fence?
Nothing.
That's right, nothing.
So set a date. Beautiful.
You haven't asked the experts.
I do. We got someone who had a listing, accepted an offer for $8,000 more than full price, FHA offer. The $8,000 goes toward the buyer's closing costs.
Great.
So it's a full price offer, right? Plus $8,000. Should appraise for that. But now, after the inspection, oh, we got a roof. We got crooked switch plates. We got all kind. We got a list.
Uh-oh.
Yep. But the seller was aware of the roof and is willing to put a roof on. But it's the rest of the stuff. And the buyer is asking for an exorbitant amount of money to cover all the rest of the stuff. So the question is, what do I do? And the answer was pretty much unanimous. First of all, counter back that the seller will put on a roof with a reputable roofing company and have it done before closing. And the seller is not doing everything else. We're not doing everything else. And if that doesn't work, then sell it again with a new roof on it. So it was kind of fun to go around the horn. Everybody to a person agreed that you don't have to. I mean, that's ridiculous. It was like the roof is $10,000 and the buyer is asking for an additional 30 grand or something. So holy tamale.
Well, you know how I feel about sellers making repairs on the house they're selling.
I do know very much how you feel.
And a roof would be included in that. If I'm buying a house, I want to put the roof on it that I want, not that the seller can get away with and pass inspection.
Yep.
Anyway.
Anyway.
That was a fun podcast.